Hi everyone, this is Amin Parker, and on this channel, I like to tell stories, okay? So if there's been this story that I've been telling for a long time, you know, here on social media, and it's the story of me, the legendary Parker Boy. That's right. Who is the legendary Parker Boy? He is a little boy that was blessed with the power to speak English and Japanese. This boy was gifted with the ability to speak both languages, just right off rip. And as he got older, he was able to go on adventures, helping people who spoke in Japanese, who couldn't even speak in English, who didn't have a translator with them. And he was able to assist older, elderly Japanese women and men just by doing little chores and doing little things, you know, helping them out here and there. Getting to places where, you know, because they didn't speak English, he had helped them enter places and understand what was going on in certain environments. The legendary Parker Boy also was gifted with the ability to shoot fireballs from his hand. The legendary Parker Boy was once abducted by aliens as a little kid. And it is rumored that the legendary Parker Boy acquired superhuman powers. And that may have led to him being able to speak Japanese just right off rip. But the legendary Parker Boy was gifted also when he was abducted by those aliens. He was given the ability to fly. To fly through the sky like Superman. To go through walls by putting his hand on the wall. And also to teleport. Just by doing this. And when he does this, he can go through subspace and reappear, spawn, morph, whatever you want to call it, in other locations. So this boy, the legendary Parker Boy, like I said, he grew up to be a man with superhuman powers to throw fireballs from his hand out of nowhere. And that's me. Amin Parker. So how the storyline continued after the legendary Parker Boy defeated the aliens as a man, because the aliens, they came back to Earth to try to take it over, okay? They were being led by an alien general by the name of Powderhead. And this character reappeared on various different social media platforms that I created, okay? So all you have to do is go to any page that is titled Amin Parker in any way, shape, or form, and you will find storyline clips of how the fight went down between Powderhead, along with his alien subordinates, versus me, the legendary Parker Boy, Amin Parker. And like I said, you can also find the whole series on this very channel that you're watching. If you're watching me right now on Facebook. Okay. Now, after Amin Parker, okay, after I defeated those aliens, I left out the cabin. And like I said, that cabin disappeared. Vanished right before my very eyes as I was holding on tight to the legendary vacuum cleaner that you usually see me vacuuming my floor on YouTube. So if you want to see videos of me using my vacuum cleaner to clean the house, it is that very same vacuum cleaner that I'm talking about, okay? You can find videos of me using that vacuum cleaner on YouTube. Now, I seen the cabin vanish right before my eyes, like I said. And then I proceeded to go back home to my house. I rescued the earth. I saved the citizens of the world from a total domination of the aliens. And as I was home, I realized that I wanted to save more people as a hero. Okay? And I realized that the best way to do that is to become a pastor. That's right. To become a pastor of a church. That's right. To reach the people of the church, but not only the people of the church, to reach the people of the Kingdom Hall too. You know, the Kingdom Hall and the church are actually two different entities. So what I wanted to do was not just be in the church, but I wanted to visit the church, but I also wanted to visit the Kingdom Hall as well. And the best way I could do that is to be flexible. The best way to do that is to speak the words of the Bible. Speak the word of God. Okay? To give my own perspective. Right? Now, to be honest with you, I am not a part of any official religion. Okay? Because there's different paths, there's different walks of life, but many of these different paths, they still use the Bible to convey the message. All right? So we all know we have people who are Christian, people who they may be Hebrew Israelite, people who are Jehovah Witnesses. There's a lot of different groups within the Abrahamic, you know, religious culture. But the message is generally the same. Okay? For the most part, it's basically the same. And that's what I'm trying to, you know, promote, is what the similarities is. Basically, conveying the message of good so that humans could receive the word of God and what we need to be doing if we want to make it to heaven. Whether heaven is up above us or whether heaven will be here on earth when the world becomes anew, when the Lord comes back. So whatever you believe, because everybody believes something a little bit different. However, the word of the Bible can't be altered. The word of the Bible, the message is generally the way it has always been. Okay? Now, like I said, that became the goal of Amin Parker. So Amin Parker went into the church one day and he became like a student. He sat and listened to the pastor speak. He sat and listened to the reverend speak. And then he listened to the minister speak. And then one day, Amin Parker inquired about becoming an actual pastor. And the heads of the church They told him that he would have to go through a lot of training. He would have to actually become that by way of being anointed, being, you know, going through the state to get a license and stuff like that. To make it become official, he had to go through a few steps. And Amin Parker said he was willing to do whatever it takes. And the reason why is because he wanted to save lives. And Amin Parker was questioned a lot during this time. Questioned and, you know, tested a lot during this time. And lo and behold, I passed each and every test. Each and every question I answered. Everything came from a good place in the heart of Amin Parker. And then, about 3 years later, Amin Parker became an actual pastor. And then he started to spread the word of God, spreading the word of the Bible to the people of the land. Okay. Now keep in mind, this is all just a storyline. Okay. This very Facebook page is about stories. So I am not an actual pastor in real life. Just want to give that as a disclaimer. Now, on my social media accounts, for the most part, there's a storyline taking place within the PAP universe. PAP stories. So I'm actually telling a story. And let's continue. Now, Amin Parker was going around to the different churches, promoting the word of God. And Amin Parker, on his own accord, visited the Kingdom Hall as well. And when he was doing this, he became very studious and listened and learned. Listened and learned, and Amin Parker was able to hear the differences of the different points of view, okay, from the church and the Kingdom Hall. And Amin Parker was listening and learning everything, soaking up as much knowledge as he could, okay? Although there's differences, Amin Parker realized that the path was really the same. It's just that both groups was on different roads. Okay? On different roads, but it doesn't matter because the roads connect at a certain point. And the path is a one-way path, which is pointing up to heaven. All right, so neither side is wrong. The point is the same. The goal and the mission is the same. To live a life pleasing of Father God, Jehovah, Lord Jesus Christ, Kamisama, whatever name you want to call him, the path is the same. So Amin Parker started, you know, standing on a street corner. Just like the Hebrew Israelites. But Amin Parker was speaking calmly and peacefully, inviting the people, smiling and greeting them, and reading the words of the Bible just as they were, without adding anything to the message. And when Amin Parker was doing this, he began to garner a lot of listeners. A lot of people who wanted to be saved came over to him and listened. However, you did have non-believers walking by, ignoring the message. And it never reached the point where the non-believers came over to challenge Amin Parker, at least not at that time, okay? Now, the storyline is going to end right here at this point, but this is an ongoing series, and we will learn more what happens in future episodes from this point forward, okay? Like I said, the Amin Parker storyline is very vast. And if you're not familiar with previous episodes, you might want to type in Amin Parker into the search engine on Google, and you will find so many episodes of this story, okay? From when Amin Parker was abducted by aliens, all the way through the point where Amin Parker actually became an actual superhero named Black Bullet. The storyline is very long. But we're at the point where Amin Parker is now a pastor. Find out what happens next in the overall Amin Parker storyline later in the future. Well, this is Amin Parker, or shall we say Pastor Parker? Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, peace. I'm out of here.